In Pakistan today, there was another series of terror attacks. More than 36 people were killed, including police and civilians. Some attackers also died. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, the recent wave of violence in Pakistan suggests militants there may be more robust than authorities thought.
A spree of attacks that began 10 days ago culminated in a stunning series of simultaneous strikes in Lahore. 24 gunmen stormed 3 law enforcement agencies in Pakistan's cultural capital. The mayhem that began shortly before 10 o'clock this morning ended with 28 people dead, most of them police personnel. So carefully planned were the strikes that the militants managed to breach even the wall of the Elite Force Training Center, Pakistan's anti-terrorism force, whose job is to repel precisely these sorts of attacks.
It's all over the place. It's tragic. It's painful.
Lahore-based commentator Kamran Shefi. Analyst Shafkat Mahmood, also from Lahore, sees in this string of attacks both the strengths and weaknesses of the militants.
The strength is there because obviously all the radical terrorist groups have now gotten together with some kind of central command and control. The weakness is in the fact that these look like desperate acts to me.
Many in Pakistan's defense establishment portrayed the Pakistani Taliban as diminished and demoralized following the bruising they took in the army's campaign in the Swat Valley this summer. Soon after, the militants were said to be in disarray after the killing of their leader in a U.S. drone missile strike. But Kamran Shefi calls such assessments hasty.
I've never believed in this thing of down and out. They were not bottled in when they should have been. There has been a huge intelligence failure. I mean, what could be a bigger intelligence failure than the attack on GHQ?
GHQ is the Pakistan Army headquarters. Militants fought their way into the compound, taking 42 hostages this past weekend. For Pakistanis, it was a breathtakingly brazen attack. It ended in an army commando raid that killed 4 terrorists and left 5 of the commandos dead. Pakistanis asked, if the army isn't safe, who is? But Shafkat Mahmood says if the security apparatus appears flat-footed, it doesn't suggest an inability to grasp the obvious. Rather, he says it is an inability to adapt quickly enough to a rapidly evolving security environment. He says it's especially true for the police.
I think that it's a kind of huge attitudinal change to go from being completely unprofessional as far as security is concerned to being very, very professional. So I think it's not lack of intent, it's not lack of desire, it's just that it takes a long time for organizations to change.
But Mahmood says neither has the public taken on board the worsening security situation with any great sense of urgency. Not much changed, he said, even in Lahore today.
Whatever routine we all have, and mine is to go to the gym in the evening, that routine was followed.
Analysts say the militants hope to derail public confidence and to throw off the military's plan for an offensive against them in their stronghold in South Waziristan near the Afghan border. Kamran Shefi wonders what the army's waiting for.
It's all doable. It's all doable. But the point is, you've got to have the will.
Shefi says if the will is not lacking, there doesn't appear to be much of it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.